Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. If you heard the show yesterday, you heard us talk with Elena Jones, a staffer at Spoonbill and Sugartown Booksellers in Williamsburg, Brooklyn. They're on the hunt for great books about women in music to feature at the store. And so we're throwing her question out to our listeners and guests. We want to hear about your favorite book about women in music. It could be a biography, a history of a movement or a moment, or a great music book written by a woman. You can leave us a voicemail at 866-939-1612, tweet us at Soundcheck, or post a comment at soundcheck.org. We'll feature some of your recommendations on tomorrow's show, but in the meantime, we've asked some friends to weigh in. Ann Powers is the music critic for NPR Music. Hi, Ann.
Hey, John. How are you today?
I'm good. This is a fun question that Elena threw out to us, so we thought we'd throw it at you.
It's fun, and it's endless, really. I mean, there's so many books to choose from. I'm going to choose ones that have come out recently, just FYI.
Okay. What do you want to start with?
Well, this year, Lori Carson, the wonderful singer, songwriter, musician, published a novel that I think is fantastic. It's called The Original 1982, and it's imagining the life of an independent musician, whether or not she had a child. It's kind of like parallel realities. In one reality, she chooses to keep this child, and the other she chooses to not. And it's such a beautiful, lyrical, wonderfully detailed evocation of the life of a musician.
All right. So Lori Carson's novel called The Original 1982 is the first of Ann Powers' recommendations. Up next is another author who's recently been on Soundcheck, Evelyn McDonald.
Evelyn McDonald, old friend of mine, she wrote a great book about one of the pioneering all-female rock bands, the Runaways. It's called Queens of Noise, and Evelyn just really did the work, impeccably researched, and tells the story that's a very exciting yet complex story of how young women found themselves within a structure that was really constructed by this Bengali figure, Kim Fowley. But Evelyn makes the case for them as a band and really as feminist pioneers.
So, Queens of Noise, Evelyn McDonald's book about the Runaways. And what about Anthony Heilbutt, who's not a woman writing on music, but a well-known gospel producer? He's been on Soundcheck talking about melisma, you know, the way of singing that Mariah Carey style, where you sing many, many notes per syllable. What has he written that would be appropriate for this list?
His anthology, The Fan Who Knew Too Much, is coming out in paperback soon, and I just want to really recommend his essay on Aretha Franklin. It's called How She Got Over, and it's such a powerful view of Aretha as coming from gospel music, as pioneering a way for gospel techniques and approach to work in the secular world, and then about her daughters. It's about her mothers, the women who influenced her, and then the women she influenced. And I've read a lot and written a lot about Aretha Franklin, but reading this essay really changed the way that I thought about Aretha.
Wow, that's pretty high praise,
yeah.
Because I know you have written a lot about Aretha Franklin. This is from Anthony Heilbutt's essay collection called The Fan Who Knew Too Much, which you should buy just for the title. That's a great title. All right, well, it's an interesting question, and we're assembling answers to this question of compiling a list of great books about women in music, and we've been speaking with Ann Powers, music critic for NPR Music. Ann, thanks for talking with us.
Look forward to reading your whole list, John. Thanks so much
right.
for asking me.
A reminder, we're asking for your recommendations for great books about women in music. You can leave your recommendation on our voicemail at 866-939-1612, tweet us at Soundcheck, or post a comment on the website soundcheck.org. And joining us now is Jessica Hopper. She's music editor for Rookie Mag and Jessica's own book, The Girl's Guide to Rocking, How to Start a Band, Book Gigs, and Get Rolling to Rock Stardom, made it onto Soundcheck's list of books about women in music. She joins us from Chicago. Hi, Jessica.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So we're happy to have you already on our list that we'll be passing along to the folks at the bookstore in Brooklyn. But what should we add to it? Give us a recommendation.
Well, the two books that are about women in music that I've really loved in the last few years. The first one is Hotel California by Barney Hoskins. And it's really about the sort of Laurel Canyon scene in the early 70s. And while there is a lot about, you know, Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young and the Eagles, there is also a lot of really good information about Joni Mitchell and Linda Ronstadt, who were two of the biggest stars of that scene. Mm-hmm. And until Ronstadt published her own book recently, you know, there wasn't a lot about her that was very good. And certainly, you know, there's not a good Joni Mitchell book in existence, really. And so I found it to be like the perfect amount of dishy and total nerd information.
So that's the book is called Hotel California.
Mm-hmm. Hotel California, The True Life Adventures of Crosby, Stills, Nash, Young, Taylor, Brown, and Ronstadt.
Wow.
It's a very long title.
Okay. And so what I like about that is it's women as just a part and parcel of the music world as opposed to, hey, look, there were women here, you know?
Yes. And it also puts them in the sort of in that classic rock pantheon where they
right.
do belong.
Mm-hmm.
And also, you know, it at the time, Linda Ronstadt was the biggest star of all of those people, and they were all sort of coming up behind her. And there are certain things that sort of get lost in, you know, history 30, 40 years on.
We're speaking with Jessica Hopper, music editor for Rookie Mag, offering her recommendations for our list of great books about women in music. So Hotel California is number one. You said there was another one.
The next book that I'm going to recommend came as a recommendation from some women who run the Girls Rock Camp in Austin, Texas. And they have like a women in music autobiography / biography reading club. They recommended the Tammy Wynette As Told To from, I think it's the early 70s, called Stand By Your Man. The Tammy Wynette Stand By Your Man book is really dramatic.
Mm.
And it's really fascinating. I mean, it opens with her in the emergency room, one of her children almost dying. I mean, and it basically just cuts through her entire early career and early path, and it's just filled with trials and trouble, but you know, her music is incredibly compelling to me, and so is her story, and she does not gloss over a lot.
All right, Tammy Wynette with Stand By Your Man, and Hotel California, looking at the Laurel Canyon scene of the early 70s. Two more recommendations for our list from Jessica Hopper of Rookie Mag. You can find a link to the Rookie site on soundcheck.org. Jessica, nice talking to you again.
Thanks for having me.
Something warm to come to when nights are cold and lonely.